Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and ooh, darn sexy people. Hi, happy Sunday. Here we are again together and got a lot of info for you, baby cakes. Got a lot of info for you. I don't know if you have noticed, but everything's kind of crazy. Everything is really kind of crazy and bonkers right now. Energy is just bouncing all over the place. Even more importantly, why we have to stay conscious and consciously creating our lives. Because, boy, if you're not, you're just going to be at the whim of everybody else's energy and focus. And I don't think you want that. I did a wonderful show yesterday, which I will post later. And there were a couple of really interesting things that the channel brought in. Because we were talking about self-love. And the channel said, the more you take responsibility for yourself, the more you love yourself. The more you will expand in the love for yourself. Because the more you take responsibility, the more powerful you feel, the more things start showing up, you start seeing how powerful you are in the creation of your own life. It also, taking responsibility, makes us safer in the world. Now, that's kind of a no-brainer, but it was never really presented to me that way before. But if we're taking responsibility for the creation of our lives, if we're making our choices, committing to those choices, taking action, we've got to feel safer in the world because we're taking steps to do what's best for ourselves and to give and receive what our intentions for in this life are. So I just thought it was interesting the way those were given to me yesterday that I pass those on to all the people that I love. Okay, guys, June 27th, Dr. Brodici's back, and we're doing the webinar on Alzheimer's and dementia. And I was asking if there were any new pieces of nuggets I could give you today. And as I was writing that out last night, they said you should add autism to the subject. Well, that really stopped me. And when I tested it and started looking into it, hold on, let me get my pencil and see if anything's changed here. It's a true statement that a lot of the basis of autism is the same as Alzheimer's and dementia. When I say it's in the same disease realm, I get a no. Now, the big piece of information, and this started, about a month ago, coming in private sessions. The private sessions, people always ask me, what's the best deal on your website? I say the year of private sessions, for sure. They end up to be like $100. Well, they do end up to be $100 for a 50-minute session all year. You know, by far, it's the best deal. But what came in was energy from other dimensions interfering with energy on this dimension, because we don't think it's possible as a collective to cure or eradicate or bring about the state of wellness and balance around these diseases, what we call diseases. And, okay, so now, hold on, I had to stop in here because they're giving me information right now. So what's coming in right now is it is a dis-ease because it makes the rest of the collective so uncomfortable. So the disease is with us that are dealing with the Alzheimer's, dementia, and autism. Okay. More than when I say they have a disease, I get a no. So this is what we're all going to be delving into during this webinar. We have to believe, we have to know, being corrected here, that it's possible as the collective consciousness to bring about a state of balance around these health, well, they'll let me use the word concerns. Okay, so you can tell already how important this webinar is going to be. June 27th, join me and Dr. Brodici. Okay, Creation Station, got one spot still. We've got one spot left. If you are called to attend this amazing training and stay here and play and have a lot of fun and expand beyond belief, follow your instinct, give me a call, email me, ask some questions. Okay, now this is the third installment of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Again, if you are really wanting to get very clear about creation, especially the creation of money, I would run, not walk, run and get this book. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. So today's lesson, we've gone over desire, we've gone over faith, both exceptionally important to be in alignment with those and practicing those for the creation of money or anything else. Today, we're talking about auto-suggestion. Now, what is auto-suggestion? Well, auto-suggestion is any and all suggestions. And really all safe-administered stimuli that reach our minds through any of our five senses. So we use all of our five senses to auto-suggest to us what we want or what we're choosing to focus on, either one. So auto-suggestion is self-suggestion. Again, I'm taking responsibility to tell myself what I want my subconscious to grasp hold on and increase and focus on. Now, whether your thoughts are positive or whether your thoughts are negative, through auto-suggestion, that thought reaches the subconscious mind. No thought can reach your subconscious mind, which we know is usually running the show, without auto-suggestion. Whether you know it or whether you don't know it. Okay? So, again, you can auto-suggest with a physical experience, with a smell, with an emotion, especially with an emotion. the conscious faculty of us serves as kind of an outer guard to the approach of the subconscious. Ergo, conscious creation, which is what all of our work and my first book is based around, conscious creation. Now remember, Napoleon Hill had us write out a statement, and then he instructed us, read it aloud 2 times daily with emotion to get it into your subconscious. And that consciously creates the thought patterns that we want to train our brain to choose and focus on. Literally, it's not going to get in there by just saying it. You have to attach the emotion and the feeling in the reading, in the thinking of anything that you want to implant into your subconscious mind. It acts only on thoughts that are mixed with emotion and feeling. Now, how I've trained you through the channel is go to your love place. Go to your joyful place. And then think about what you want and attach that to it. Still, when I work with so many people, they're trying to focus and choose something so that they can get the love and the joy. But it doesn't work that way, guys. You have to train yourself, okay, for no reason, to get to that state, focus on what you want, and then feel into that so that your subconscious mind grabs a hold of it. If you want success in auto-suggestion, your capacity to concentrate upon a given desire until that desire becomes a burning obsession is necessary. And that, they've given us so many exercises. So when I was reading this and getting this lesson together for everybody, I remembered the amazing program that I put together for you a couple of years ago called Focus, Fun, and Fruition. It's designed to do exactly this and to teach you and to support you in a 6-week program of watching videos in the morning around a certain intention. And then I send you an audio at night. Okay, so I started thinking about this, and I thought this is exactly what he is teaching us in this book to do. So I'm rolling this program out again. It's not up yet. It will be up hopefully tomorrow. The attendance is going to be really limited, guys, because along with the program, I'm also including 2 15-minute privates with everybody and 3-hour webinars just for this group so that you have a constant support and personal guidance around creating what you want and how to do it. So make sure you check on the website tomorrow for Focus, Fun, and Fruition. It's a great deal. You get all of that for $297, all of my time personally that's going to go into this. And of course, like everything we offer, there are payment plans. But if you are saying that you really want to consciously create your life and you are committed to that, then you've got to take action somewhere. Okay. All right. I want to read you something from Napoleon Hill. Hang on. Okay. Do not wait for a definite plan through which you intend to exchange services or merchandise in return for the money you are visualizing. Did you hear that? Do not wait. I hear over and over and over and over again, well, I'm waiting for a sign. Don't wait. Start. Begin at once to see yourself in possession of the money, demanding and expecting, meanwhile, that your subconscious mind will hand over the plan or plans that you need. In other words, I'm going to choose this, I know it, and I have the faith that all the information is going to come in. I'm not waiting, I'm going now. Be on the alert for these plans, and when they appear, put them into action immediately. Now listen to this, because this just happened to me at a show, and it was such a light bulb between myself and this beautiful lady that came up to my talent. And I went, oh my God, somebody should get this out to the public, and I didn't write it down, and now I can't remember it. So I'm just directing myself to bring it back into my awareness. But this is what he says, and this is exactly how it happened. Probably flash into your mind through the sixth sense in the form of an inspiration. This inspiration may be considered a direct message from infinite intelligence. Treat it with respect and act upon it as soon as you receive it. Failure to do this will be fatal to your success as far as that divine hit that you got. Do not trust to your reason when creating your plan. How many times has the channel said that? Don't go to your head. Go to your heart. Go to your heart. Go to your heart. Okay. I can't recommend this book enough. And I can't recommend this amazing program that we're rolling out here again. So there's so many things here in this community to support you guys, but you've got to take action. All righty. Please let me go to the calls. Can I go to the calls? Yes. Please have your question ready. And we're going to start with Lynn in L.A. Hi, baby. You're on. I think you're on. Well, it keeps spinning. Great. Lynn, you there? Can you bring her on, Stephen? Anybody? Anybody with me? All right. I will come back to you, Lynn. I don't know what's going on, if we're having technical difficulties. Let's try. Hello? Stephen? Okay. Let's try Davina. Can I get you on? Hi, Davina. Hello. You're on, baby.
All right, Dee. Well, my big question is, where should I be landing? Because at this point, the divine hit to leave where I was at and felt great doing it. And now I've been traveling through Maine, through New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and now I'm in Connecticut. And I'm going, okay, where am I supposed to land?
Well, you see, you got the divine hit to go, but you didn't get a divine hit to go where?
Yep.
Okay, so choose.
I don't know anything about these states to know.
Well, then start studying. Get the information. Go to your heart. Where does it feel good for you? This is what they're talking about. Exactly. So you absolutely got the divine hit to get going.
Mm-hmm.
And then the universe is saying, okay, we gave you the divine hit. So now you got to do some exploration of your own around here. When I say, hold on, I started to ask, does it matter? I get that's the right question. Is anybody switched? No. We both want the highest. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
whatever.
I got enough that about Omega Institute. Does that have something to do with it? Because when I heard it, it just seemed to click.
Absolutely. And we're asking the right question. We all want the highest answer. Yes. Yes. That has something to do with it. You're called to that because you resonate with it. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, I'm like, that's where I was going to drive to today.
Okay. Well, start looking around and close your eyes. What does it feel like? What does the energy feel like here? Can I expand and explore myself here? Can I make a living here? Would I be happy here? Feel into it. Get out of your head and feel into it. You'll know. Guys, it's like acting. If I'm acting, in quotation marks, and not really in the moment of the scene, it feels totally different than when my energy's high and I'm really in the moment that the character would be in. It's like night and day. And I'm telling you, sometimes the people watching me, they don't know. But when you see it on the screen, it's like night and day, and yet it's a fraction of an inch of shifted energy. Be in the moment and really be there. Go talk to the people. Go into some of the stores. Feel it out, sweetheart. But you're on, definitely going in the right direction. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. I love you. You're awesome. You rock.
I love you too, sweetheart. And they're not going to tell you. They'll guide you, but they're not going to tell you, guys, because they want you to participate in your own creation. So, baby,
you have
just
to
say, I know. I always choose the perfect, harmonious, abundant, healthy place for me to live. I always choose that for myself because the fear is you're going to make a mistake and they're saying to you, you can't make a mistake. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Let's see if we can get Lynn back on here. There you
Hi.
Are. Hello, Lynn. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, baby. What's up?
Okay, so I want to know what it is that is keeping me from just jumping all in on these hits and intuitive hits on like I keep hearing just get started, just get started, just get started.
Yeah,
and
yep.
Yeah, and I know it, and I have them written now. And by the way, the Napoleon Hill, I've been listening audiobook, and I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. And it
do
all,
it, do it, do it, do it. I'm not kidding. It's a workbook. It's a workbook. He's giving you things, and they're the same things we've talked about for years. But again,
right.
All of us keep hearing it and reading it and not doing it. Okay, so Lynn, you're the only one that's keeping you from moving on this stuff. You know that. There's nothing outside of you that's keeping you. And they don't want us. This is old verbiage that we used in the beginning so that we knew what we were doing. Now the question is, what do I need to bring into alignment within myself so I can move on all this stuff? And there's three things. And these three things are for everybody, so everybody get a pencil. Okay, sheets. But give me a song, please.
Happy birthday.
Okay. That is all about let go of your frickin' past. Let go of your story, Lynn. You keep trying to create by not creating the failures of the past. If Thomas Edison had lived that way, we'd all be screwed and living in the dark.
Yes.
Okay? The past has nothing to do with what you're creating now. Move on, guys. I don't care if I've failed 40 times. Right? I mean, and an actor knows this better than anybody. You'll go in 10, sometimes 20 times and be rejected, and then you'll hit your great part. See, you don't think a thing about it because you know that's how it works in acting. Well,
right.
Sometimes that's how it works in our life process also, until we get everything into alignment and know it can be easy. Okay, number two, we're going to the sheets. First sheet, 1 through 5, 5 through 10, 10 through 10. All energy is integrated completely from all dimensions. Yeah, they're not going to let me forget to talk about that. There are us and other energy in other dimensions that are screwing around with us. Remember, you are in charge of you and directing your energy on this plane and directing all energy on this plane. So we all, when we direct our day, need to say all energy everywhere, all of me's that are existing in all dimensions, and all other energy out there. I'm the boss here. You have to come in now and be on board with me moving on my ideas. You have to come on board with me and helping me move. You have to come on board with me and create this healthy body that I'm claiming, so that we are directing all energy in all dimensions to integrate with our direction of energy. And if you want to make it really simple, I'm directing every speck of energy that exists everywhere to be in alignment with love on my behalf. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I love that. I direct all energy everywhere to be in alignment with love on my behalf. OMG. You got to mail that one to me because I can't write it down because I'm in the channel. Okay, Lynn?
I love that.
Okay.
Yes, I got that.
All right. Number three. Sheets. Book. I need another song, please.
Let's Go.
Is that
an old car? Yeah, it's an old car song from like
the early
90s. Yeah.
So let go of your past, be in the present moment. Direct all energy to be in alignment with love on your behalf and get going. That's it, Lynn. So don't keep saying, how can I? Again, guys. Around everything you're focused on, how can I, how can I, how can I? Because until you ask how can I, your brain can't find the answer for you.
Right. I love that. Thank you very much. Very clear.
You're welcome.
All of that. One thing I wanted to say is that I'm thrilled you're doing the Alzheimer's. And as you know, my mom died in November, last November.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, for me, everything switched. I started talking to her as if there wasn't anything wrong, and I knew I was communicating with a part of her that understood everything. And
that's a true statement.
Yeah, and it was the most beautiful thing, and the frustration went away. I didn't get it like other people in my family, thank you, God, because I think I was doing this work, and I knew that there was a part of her that understood everything. And she ended up being kind of like a little girl for a while, and then in the last few days of her life, that went away, and she started talking in her regular voice, and my sister and I were like, wow. And it was so beautiful, and she literally died in my arms. And it was the greatest experience. And now, whenever I think to tell her something, I at first got a little sad, then I'm like, no, you want me to talk to you now as if you're here because you're here with me. So
you
now
bet.
It's like this great, kind of cool relationship that we didn't have for such a long time. It was so awesome.
Yeah,
so,
good for you, Lynn.
Yes.
Now, you see, you knew that clearly, didn't you?
Yes.
Bring that
yes.
knowing. Bring that knowing into everything you want to create. That's the faith he's talking about, that knowing.
Yeah, that's the feeling. Oh, perfect.
Yep.
I got it.
Okay, good.
Thank
yes,
you.
You do.
Love you.
Yeah, you bet. Oh, that was so amazing for everybody. Now I can't get her off. I couldn't get her on. Now I can't get her off. I don't know what. Well, Lynn, mute yourself, will you, baby, because I can't get you off the switchboard. I don't know what's going on today.
Thank you.
All righty, Charlene, you're on. Hi, babe. Well, hopefully we can get you on while we have, I don't know, Stephen, are you there? I need help. Guess not. Okay. Well,
I'm here, Dee, and Charlene's
okay.
on. I'm
okay.
stuff for you.
I don't know what's going on with the switchboard today. All right, Miss Charlene, thank you.
All right, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can, baby.
Okay, great. I have actually a health question. I've been working with a doctor and to get my health back in balance, and I talked to you a few months back about an issue with a blocked parotid gland. We got to the core of it. Then I ended up having an infection, which I thought had been taken care of, but it's back, and we're kind of unclear about where the source of it is, if it would be the gums or teeth or somewhere else in the body, like the gut.
The first thing I heard is root.
Okay. Is that, like, the root
I'm
in,
sorry,
under
is
a
this
tooth?
Yes and no, so I don't really understand what that means. We're going toward the right direction. Where was the problem located, Charlene?
It's a block. Well, there's a blocked parotid gland. It's on the right side of my face. It's been there
What is that gland, Charlene?
It's a salivary gland that's blocked.
Okay. Okay.
But you and I, a few months back, we got to the root of the belief that was holding that. But this infection is presenting there in that place.
Well, they won't let me go of that word. It's not obviously the root of the salivary gland. But
okay.
I would ask them to check if there's a root of a tooth that might be exacerbating this. Or
okay,
when they check that, it's going to open up, it's going to guide them to what it is what I'm hearing.
If they look
clearly
at the root of a tooth?
Yes, if they just start exploring the roots, they're going to find, or it will lead them to, all right, so hold on. Everybody's balanced? Anybody switched? We both want the highest information. We're getting the highest information, the highest understanding. I get a yes, baby. So I would just say to him, look, I got this information. I don't think it's the final information, but I'm hoping it will guide us to finding out what the issue is here.
But I would need to probably go to the dentist for that rather than the doctor I'm working with, or
I get a no on dentist, but
okay.
A specialist, an orthodontic specialist. I don't know if I'm saying the right word. But it's a
oral, probably maybe an oral surgeon even.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that I get a yes
okay.
on.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
got
when
it.
You get off, I want you to fall into your heart and just say, is this the highest information for me? You'll know.
Okay.
Because, guys, I'm encouraging you to always me or anybody else you listen to or follow, you're your highest answer. Whatever we give you, you've got to check in, okay? Because your higher self might give you another piece of information to make the puzzle even more complete, okay?
Okay, got it.
All righty, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, oh my, what an interesting show so far, huh? Nisa in New York. Hi, baby, you're on. Well, you're not on. Wow, I don't know if this is me or Blog Talk. Here we go.
Yes.
Stephen, hi, Nisa.
Good.
Hi, sweetheart. Thank you.
Hi. So my question is, I've been working at this place for a year, and I've been doing work out of my title and, you know, completely out of my title. And
what does that mean, out of your title? I don't understand.
Well,
what that
if
means.
You're hired, let's say if you're hired as a doctor and you're working like a nurse, something like
uh-huh.
that, or if you're hired as a
Got
lawyer
it.
And you're doing like nurse
Paralegal.
Jobs or something.
Yeah. Okay.
And on top of that, they got accredited and everything worked out very well for them, you know, and I think it's partial because of what I created there, a whole program and you know, without
so why
me,
aren't
have...
you coming forward for yourself around what you deserve?
Well, I want my union to help me file a grievance. My probation, which ended in May, is over, and now I want to file a grievance. Do you think this is a good idea, or should
well,
I just?
You know, baby, it's not what I think. It's what your energy is in alignment with. I want everybody to hear that, guys. It's all about what your energy is in alignment with. The first thing the channel is asking is, why don't you just go to them and say, I feel like I've given a lot to this company and really helped us succeed. And is it about money? Should you be getting more money?
It should be paid. Yeah, I told my boss. My boss, I asked her twice in this last year. She doesn't really respond to it. She just doesn't. She doesn't say yes or no. She just basically says, that's expected of you. So I told her I went way above my expectation. I went way beyond the expectations here. And she doesn't seem to like it. So I
okay,
asked my
well,
union.
Okay, well, that's because there's a part of you that's afraid to come forward for yourself. Now, let me describe this to you in my world. That means I get a scene, I memorize the lines, I get my audition all ready while I'm thinking, you know, I'm not right for this and they're not going to hire me anyway.
Well, if
so
they
go ahead.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not under my job title to find jobs and create jobs for these people.
Honey, we understand that, but we're talking about what Nisa needs to get into alignment in order
well, Nisa
to get
needs
what
to take
she
care
wants.
Of herself. I can't live like this anymore. That chapter
Absolutely.
Is closed.
For
Absolutely. Me, I've been waiting for this moment for after my probation. Now my probation is over, and I just want to go for it. I want to see what will happen.
Okay, now I believe you.
Okay.
See,
it's the truth. That is my truth.
Can you feel the difference of the energy? Everybody listening to you can. Can you feel the difference between what do you think, should I do this, and the statement that you just made and the power behind it? Can you feel the
yeah.
difference in that?
Well, yeah, I feel the difference in that. I just think that you're right. I know exactly what I need to do
yeah.
here, and I'm doing it. And all the thing, oh, what will my boss, you know, my boss won't like it. You know, the last time I asked her for this, she stopped replying to my emails as she would normally, you know, she backed off a lot. Now
okay,
so
Nisa, are you ready, willing, and able to go to another job if you need to get If you need to go to another job to get for Nisa what Nisa deserves, are you willing to do that?
Absolutely, yes, 100%.
Okay, then if you're
totally ready,
if you are willing to do that, all of your energy
the
is in alignment.
Though, they, the truth is, though, they cannot you know, they cannot lose me because they're going to be tested again in a year, and the program is under my wings. So if I leave, the program is gone.
Okay, so you have all the cards stacked for you.
Yes,
but I do. But baby, we can also hear you fighting yourself. So the channel is giving you permission, and the channel is God, and you're God. So the channel is giving you permission to move ahead and do this with love and ease, and you don't have to fight yourself or feel guilty or get pissed off to do it. You
yes.
just have to stay in your knowing, send your boss love, and go, you know, I love myself enough to come forward for myself. And then let it play out. Right now, you're seeing already, you're telegraphing already what's going to happen with your boss. That's not creating what you want. What you want is, my boss hears me, my boss acknowledges it, and everything works out easily and in harmony for me with everybody concerned. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything works out easily and effortlessly.
Yes, through love for me and for everybody else.
For everybody else.
So take your focus away from your boss and whatever's happened in the past with her. Like we said to Lynn, the past doesn't matter. Start sending her love, and as you stay very clear into what you want to create for yourself. Okay?
Okay, yes.
All right, baby, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, can't get you off. Can you mute yourself, Nisa? I don't know what's going on with their switchboard today. All right, Stephen, hopefully we can get Kirk up. Yep, it's
here.
Well. Yeah, hi, Kirk.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hello, darling. What's
How
up?
How you doing?
I'm good.
I am packing the car to go to a painting competition in Nova Scotia.
Beautiful. Woo, it's beautiful up there. Have a great time.
I will. And my mom's transitioning sometime in the next couple of days, so I just want to make sure that my energy was I feel like I'm in a good space and good alignment.
I get that you have completed everything with her.
Mm-hmm.
The completion of love is there. And, well, they're giving me two things. No matter how much we prepare, finality hits us. Right? So
yes,
know that that's normal and natural, Kirk. And also, they're reminding me of what one of my brilliant spiritual teachers, when I lost Chris, she called me and she said, Dee, I want you to understand that when anybody dies, the people around them feel guilty. It's a natural and a normal thing. I should have, I would have, I could have, you know. And they're saying just realize that that's a sense memory, Kirk, that we all have around death from different lifetimes, whether it's past or present or future, right? So just acknowledge it and go, no, I know I did everything I could. That's what I did with my mommy. And I really could stand in my truth and say I did everything for her when she was alive. I did everything I could have done. And you have too. So be in peace with that and celebrate her freedom. And as Lynn said, keep talking to her.
I will.
All right, darling. And good
All
luck
right.
with your competition. You know, they're saying this last thing, ask her to be her energy to be along with you. It would be a lovely last thing for her to do with you, to take her energy into this competition and have her support you there.
I am, and I already have. And
great.
Exactly.
Beautiful, sweetheart.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Kirk, yeah, mute yourself because I can't get anybody on or off. I think Steven's with me now. Susan in Niagara Falls with Miss Solita from New Jersey, hanging out together. Are you on?
Yes, we are.
Oh, beautiful. Hi, guys. What's up?
Life is awesome. We have been doing such beautiful work together. And, you know, the saying, I release my I am presence. I release my own divine
I am presence. Yeah, Lee brought that on during the webinar, and our mouths dropped. Yes.
I am making little rock people with just cute little things, and I'm going to be putting that on to the little people. I'm going to be selling these and doing work with like driftwood and stuff, making some beautiful creations with these statements and beautiful other statements as well along that. So it's awesome.
Oh, beautiful.
So Lita's here with me. We've been going to up to the lake and getting driftwood and rocks. And life is awesome.
Well, good, Susan.
To Lita.
Hi.
Hello, lovely. How are you?
I'm doing well, really well. And I'm glad to be sitting with Susan.
I think it's beautiful because you both are such beautiful artists and beautiful people. And I hear the kitty in the background. So
that's Corey outside.
I love it when people in the community hook up together. It's very empowering.
I brought her one of the mugs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, beautiful.
I love it. It's so awesome.
Is there any question I can get to for you guys? Because I need to move on.
Okay.
If there's not.
I'm
thrilled that you guys are together.
Before she came, I fell on my left side. I fractured my scapula and a chip in my right at the shoulder, and I've got a big contusion on my leg and my left side. I hit my head. That's the only question I have. Like, oh, why? Well, I think I know why I did that. I'm pretty sure I know why I did that.
Think you did that? And I'll test it.
Okay. I believe I did that because I felt that I still need to punish myself for having good sex.
All righty then.
And no more.
I get a yes on that, Susan. But the good sex represents I have to punish myself for giving me what I want that makes me happy.
Right. Got
and
it.
And part of that is more than enough money, by the way.
Right. Everything.
Okay. So I celebrate me when I give me what I want. I honor me when I give me what I want. Right?
I love me when I give me what I want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Salita is, she's so, I said, you should stay 2 weeks. I love having you here. She's helping me rearrange my house. It's beautiful.
Salita is a very healing, calming, beautiful energy. She's
drug her out to karaoke last night.
Well, she's one of the original group that came together and followed me all across my tour and has been with us for a long, long time. So much love to both of you guys. Okay. And Susan, it's so beyond time you get on top of this, dude. Okay.
Oh, I know. I am.
I know you are. I'm testing it. And that means, you know, I want to talk just for a minute about, well, the words they're giving me are false happiness. Living in a fairy tale world, and oh, you know, life is great, and oh, it's so amazing, and I don't have a care in the world. That's not grounded happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yeah, I know.
Okay. So they want you to be very clear about the difference, Susan, and to feel into the difference of solid, real, grounded happiness. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Good. Thank you, darling.
Love you.
Love you.
I love you both. Thank you.
Love you.
Can't get you off, so mute yourself there if you can. Oh, my goodness. I love technology. Right. All right, Miss Melanie in Texas, you're on, I hope. Are you there, Melanie? Hi, darling.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi. Okay, very good. Hey, I just was hoping that the channels could help me. And by the way, I really feel like I feel them through you. It's really interesting. The very first time I spoke with you, it was very intense. But even after that, I feel like I feel them. Is that normal? I mean, is that...
Absolutely, sweetheart, if you're open to it. Yeah, because all you're feeling, Melanie, is energy. And you're allowing that energy to communicate with you, so you have to feel it on some level. So embrace it. You bet.
Yeah, it really, I'll never forget the very first time something.
Just start talking to it yourself now. All right,
yeah,
what's your question?
Yeah. Well, I was hoping I could apply that energy in some way to get unstuck. I'm feeling like my mantra of simplify is just keeps getting stuck, and I'm trying
okay.
to apply.
All right, I've got some information for you because it's your definition of simplify, and it comes from your mother. So what would you say your mother's definition of simplify was? She had to do in order to make things simpler?
Oh, I guess like cleaning out the house or something. I don't,
She had to make things harder in order to make them simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's why because you don't want anything to do with harder anymore. But when you say, my intention is to simplify, your little girl goes, okay, well, you know, we have to make it harder then. And then you don't move because you get stuck.
Okay.
So you got to work with your little girl and go, no, we're redefining this. This is what we mean when we say simple. We mean easy. We mean flowing. We mean, you know, action. Because when you take action, things get simpler, guys. It's the non-action that builds up and it becomes a dam inside you. Because you're fighting yourself. Okay?
Yeah, I can sense that. You know, it's interesting. I've been meaning to say this every time I've talked to you. Every time this certain movie has popped into my head, and I'm wondering if it's related to this based on what you said.
Oh, what is it?
It's called Inside Daisy Clover with Natalie Wood. It's interesting. I think of it every time I speak to you, and I'm just wondering how that plays into this.
I saw it a long time ago. What's it about?
Yeah, she basically is sort of a person on her own without any real support except for a grandmother who's kind of simple. And a lot of people kind of use her. She's a performer, but they use her and treat her badly.
Melanie, you're supported by all that energy that you can feel a connection with when you talk to me. You're connected to all that energy, and it's there to help you. Guys, do you understand the universe wants to help you, all of us, but you got to call it in, right?
Okay.
And you also use the word, her grandmother was simple. So what were you referring to?
Well, she just, I don't know if they meant she was actually like maybe mentally impaired or she, something like that, or that's just the way she was. I'm not sure, but
it doesn't matter because that's what you've connected to also to the word simple.
Yeah.
Simple is negative to you. Use another word. Because simple holds a lot of negativity for you. It's like when I say love to some people, the first thing they go to is how they were raped by their father. So love is not a good word for them until they recreate what love means for them. Use a different word.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I can relate to what you're saying about that. Yeah.
Okay. And then don't give yourself an excuse anymore, Melanie. Take an action. Clean something out. Okay, baby? I mean, really.
Okay.
Just do it.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, guys. So what an interesting show. All right. Those of you, you already know if you're called to Fun Focus and Fruition, it's going to be an amazing time with me, and the program itself is awesome. Make sure you check in to imdwallace.com, the homepage. It will, I hope, be up tomorrow or the next day. And again, the webinar on June 27th. I guess now I have to check with Dr. Bredici, but I guess we're bringing autism into this too. All right, you guys. Boy, do we rock. Say it with me. I love me, and I love me, and I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.